it may be just a matter of putting your lips together and blowing. But some people sure do it better than others. For example, professional whistler Robert Stemmons. He's about to embark on his autumn whistle stop concert tour. He joins us from Jinx, Oklahoma, for a preview. Mr. Stemmons, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for calling me.
I have heard you quoted as saying that whistling is great lung exercise, which I understand.
Yes.
A mood elevator.
Yeah.
Stress reducer.
Uh-huh.
But you're also credited as believing that whistling reduces double chins.
Well, if you took a look at me, you would realize, you know, that, hey, that guy should have a bigger double chin than what he already has. So I'm living proof that whistling helps reduce double chin.
What's your signature tune, sir?
I guess Mockingbird Hill probably is. It tends to get a lot of attention because there's some bird sounds included with it.
Wow, could we hear a little?
Sure. I'll just start off here.
Mr. Stemmons, and if we could see your face.
Well, there's a big smile on it right now.
Can I try something for you?
Yeah.
How's that?
Hey, that's all right, man. You're off to a good start. The fishing hole, the Andy Griffith theme. You know, one of my favorite parts of that tune is where it breaks off into the harmony.
Yeah. That's fun. I think you're onto something here.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, Mr. Stemmons, let's say the concert's over. You repair to the club lounge in the Fairmont Hotel in San Jose.
Okay.
And someone comes over to you and says, let's say Cindy Crawford comes over to you and says, so, what do you do? And you say, I bet that works, too. Mr. Stemmons, awfully nice talking to you, sir. Good luck on tour.
Thanks very much. I appreciate your attention.
Professional whistler Robert Stemmons speaking with us from Jinx, Oklahoma.